Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guilty pleasures and growing pains with Nina and friends.
Hey, boo. Pause. Okay, here's another one. You guys ready for it? You must be made of candy because you look sweet. Looks like the neighbors are giving out snacks tonight.
Oh, shit. Trick or treat.
You know, we have to start off this podcast with a Halloween theme, right? We're trying to help you holler a little bit, but in the spirit of things, because it's spooky season. And we do have a new spooky voice joining us today. So you've heard us talk about him, I'm sure, a few times. But I'd like to introduce you guys to our good friend, Sonic.
A.K.A. Channing Tatum.
A.K.A. Guy Ferrari.
Ferrari.
He's not Fieri, but he's not. He's
Kim Jong-un. Yo, I'm so nervous.
No, it's going to be so nervous.
Why?
Nervous.
I don't know. I was like, before we started, I was like, hey, is this an intervention? Like, what's going on?
We have something to tell you, Sonic.
Because we're sitting around my living room right now. Krista and Angie both back again. Woo, that's when you're like, you have the signature thing that you say. Okay. Perfect. And actually, the plan was Sonic was supposed to join us as kind of our bodyguard. Yeah. Because the plan was we were going to go to the Congress Hotel for this particular episode of the podcast. Now, for those of you that aren't aware, the Congress Hotel here in Chicago is the most haunted place in the state of Illinois. Mm-hmm. And did you guys know all of this?
Oh, in the state?
Yes.
In the state.
Oh, wow.
In the state.
In the state.
And there's a very specific reason as to why we're not there. And it's because I'm a baby and I chickened out and I said, hell no.
We wanted to do something for Halloween.
Like, and we wanted, and spooky. We did. But I started looking into it too much and I just, you know, as many ghosts as we have in our lives.
Yeah.
I am one of those.
As many times as I've been ghosted.
As many times as I've been ghosted. All of those things. And real talk, though, I'm just like one of those sensitive people mm-hmm. that can feel spirits when they're present. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, it's fine. I need sage in my house. I've had one attached to me before. And when you read about the Congress Hotel, it tells you to be prepared because these spirits mm-mm. are that of Al Capone.
I would have left
That's
y'all.
Crazy.
And like, you know, there's another guy that was a homeless man that had like one peg leg that was mm-mm. murdered outside of the hotel that still is seen haunting it.
Nope.
And then there's a room where this woman is allegedly haunting it. It's like room 441,
nope.
I think it was. And she like wakes you up in your sleep and all that stuff like happens to me anyway sometimes.
Cool.
And I just like
cool story
can't
thing.
Go to the hotel. So that's why we were like, Sonic's coming. We're going to be safe.
I'm glad you think of me as some tough guy bodyguard. Like, I would be running faster than any of you guys.
Right. Like, what is he going to do? Now that I think in retrospect, because we were like, yeah, and Sonic can come. We're going to stay there. We're going to drink. We're
going to
have fun and light candles and dress up in onesies. And
we'd be looking for Sonic.
Looking back
gone.
On it, he's gone.
Let me tell you how tough I am. The last confrontation I got into, I went to the theater, and it was like the assigned seats theater or whatever, like a luxury theater.
Uh-huh.
And there was someone sitting in my seat, and this kid, he was a kid, he was like 18 years old. And we walked up and the whole row was empty. He's sitting in my seat. I'm like, hey, that's my seat. And he's like, oh, well, we thought you guys were together, so these are our seats. You just want to switch? I'm like, yeah, that's fine. Sat down. You know how you like recline it?
Yeah.
Doesn't recline. And I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah, that's why I switched, because it doesn't recline.
And
then,
and you're just like, okay,
a
cool.
A tough guy bodyguard for a haunted house would have been like, yo, hey, get the out of my seat. And I was like, oh, it's cool, man. So I sat there, and then, like, first, what do you call it, trailer? Or
preview?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
preview, I couldn't do it anymore because it was, I was just like so upright and just like erect and uncomfortable. And I was like, man, fuck this. Can I cuss?
Yeah.
I was like, fuck this. Let's go. And so we left. I got punked. I took the biggest L ever from a...
You didn't even watch it.
I was so scared.
Wait, did you get a refund?
Yeah, I went and got a refund, but like, it was just trash.
Wait, so what did you tell the people? Like, hey,
some guy was sitting in my seat and I'm like so scared of him that I just need a refund. Can we come back? Dude, took the L. So you guys are in safe hands with me.
I don't think we would have been good.
Oh man, my bad. Sonic's move on Halloween.
All them ghosts in here.
I know. See?
The ghost would have known Sonic was there.
I would have slept fully clothed just so I could run out.
I mean, I would hope you would have slept with clothes on anyway.
No, but. I'm just saying, I wouldn't even took my shoes off. I wouldn't even got into my basketball shorts, nothing. I mean, my everything.
Y'all, if we would have did that, I feel like we still should have.
Nina be saying that, she'd be like, Krista, she got that little thing where she has the sixth sense for the ghost. You know, the movie The Sixth Sense, she got that thing.
Who does?
Nina.
I'm not a medium, though. Like, I can't, like... see them, but I can feel them. Like, I used to have a roommate in New York. I swear, not really. I lived by myself, but there was a little girl I knew that lived in the place with me. And sometimes I could feel people or something sleeping on me, sitting on me, coming in my room, all this stuff. And so finally I Googled, I'm like, what am I supposed to do? And this isn't the first time, because it's like they know I know. Like, they know, man, I'm gonna have to stage this place after even just talking about it.
Yeah.
But finally, like, I Googled it and it was like, you just have to talk to them. Most of the time, they're not bad spirits.
Yeah.
So finally, I just was like, hey, so not tonight, okay? I really need to get some sleep tonight, okay? And I wasn't bothered that night. And then sometimes I'd be sitting on my couch watching TV and I would just feel something there with me. And I was like, hey, you have a good day? You know, and it would just kind of be chill. It was almost like there was something.
Nina, no, needed. I would be okay with like Tupac attention. Spirit or something coming.
You guys are laughing at me.
I'm not laughing.
I am.
I'm saying,
what do you mean?
No, Sonic's laughing.
I'm already borderline psychotic. So if I started talking to myself, dude, that would push me over the edge. I'd be like, dude, like, what am I doing? You got me talking to myself. Then I get mad, and then she would hit the fan, and then
she would come for you.
But you're like, not
you my wrist.
Exactly. But you're not talking to yourself. You're talking
to like that red rum shit, bro. Like, they would come for me. That's why I can't mess with spirit. As soon as she said, "Nah, we can't stay at the Congress," I said, "Say less."
But the funny part is, and I don't know why, it's always October, because I think it's the more you talk about it, the more people are whatever aware of it. It like opens some kind of portal or makes me like more conscious of it. So the other night, Krista spent the night, and I think that was the first night in about a week that I got a good night's sleep because I was starting to feel it again. And so I was like, oh man, this is crazy. So the move for me personally is in October, it's all about making sure that I got some kind of like sleeping buddies, because I get scared.
Angie, you should have saw me. I was sitting on this couch nervous, looking around like something go by bad.
Fully clothed.
She's ready to run up to.
I was
shocked. Tim's on. Wait, does the sage really work? I have a question. I mean, I'm not being a hater. I'm just saying, I personally don't think, or I wouldn't think it works. I don't understand it.
I think it's like, it's one of those things that you believe in, right? So like sage is like smudging is what it's called. It's like you smudge your space. And so you're supposed to go around with the sage and it's supposed to get rid of any negative, toxic energy, anything that's in your space. And so sometimes I even do it like after a breakup. I know this sounds crazy, but after a breakup, so like
sage your butt.
I know, I sage my bed.
Oh my god.
I sage my bed and my
Sonic.
Sage my butt.
I don't know.
That's what
you're all the evil spirits. Get out of here. You out, homie.
That's what soap is for. Okay. I mean, I guess I could if you think about it.
That sounds like a fire hazard.
I don't know, maybe it's that new kink.
Sage your bush. Hashtag
did you just call
bush.
Me bushy?
She did.
No, I didn't.
You said it's a fire hazard.
Fire near your
okay, tsunami. Ooh, you better relax.
Put it out with that wop.
Sage your wop.
See, that would make the fire go out.
There you go. That.
But you don't want it to. And it's not even a fire, though. It's like a, it's a smoke. It's like you light it. Yeah. It's right over here. And you light it and you kind of just pull it around and you go around like the door and the opening where like people come in. Mm-hmm. And so that's supposed to help with keeping like the negative energy. But I'm not kidding. After breakups, I do it to my bed, to my clothes, to myself, from my head to my toe. Because I'm like, no, evil man, you are not coming back into my space.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
And then I sleep good. So whether it's like whatever you believe in, I think is what's true. You know,
I receive that. True. Like if we would have went to the Congress, I would have brought my holy anointing oil.
You have to.
I would have bought my Old Testament, not even the New Testament, the Old Testament Bible. And I would have bought my devotional and I would have placed it around me and I would have rubbed holy oil on you and you and you. And we would have been protected by the grace of the Lord.
We were going to go there and stay there just to see what's up.
Yeah.
But people are staying there like business.
Yeah.
Like why?
Because they don't.
They're like, oh, hey, you want 441? That one's really haunted.
But those are the ones that sell out because it's crazy. Even think about it. You know, like the room that Whitney Houston, she died in Beverly Hills, that room is sold more than any of the other ones because there's people out there that chase these types of hotels.
I thought
they took the numbers off the door because people were going over there and taking selfies by the door number.
Maybe they did. I was there. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I went and stood by it, but I did it to pay my respects. I happened to be there for the Golden Globes. No.
Bitch, I would cry.
Is it decorated or can you actually stay in there?
No. Well, I don't know if you can stay in there now, but they were doing it when it first happened. And then I was at the Golden Globes the same year that it happened doing red carpet stuff. And I snuck off and I went to the floor to see it because I was staying in the same hotel, the Beverly Hills Hotel. Mm-hmm. And they had made it like kind of a maintenance space. Like they were using it for storage.
Crack good that background claw. Noise.
That was a White Claw. That was
ambiance.
Budweiser.
That's my favorite. Bud Light's my shit. It's not even a thing. But so now I don't think it's the same. But that's what like people do. So yeah, they go to this Congress Hotel. But you know what's really crazy? So that was our original plan. We were all going to go spook ourselves out. But did you know that Halloween actually used to be a night where thirsty girls from back in the day, maybe even dudes, would perform different ceremonies to try to see their future love. Like that's what Halloween was.
I didn't know that as well.
So on Halloween, I was reading about this and I was like, whoa, should I try this? Nah, I'm good. But they would sit in front of the mirror at midnight and you would peel an apple. You would peel an apple and you would, this is just one of the ways. There's multiple ways.
Okay.
And you cut it up into 9 slices and you sit there and you'd stick it with the knife and you eat each slice of the apple. And by the time you get to the 9th slice, you're supposed to look in your mirror and your future love is supposed to be looking over your shoulder in the mirror.
I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Nope, I would not.
Do you have an apple?
So that's the OG Halloween. Now it's transformed into just girls just wearing the sluttiest thing they could find.
But would you have okay with
finding
that?
Their love
I
that way?
Exactly.
I love getting thotted out
how
on
it started,
Halloween.
How it's going.
Yeah, oh my God, but it is. Oh, it is. Please make that meme. Because if you think about it, it's the same kind of ceremony.
Yeah.
Even if you're not out there looking for a husband, you can't tell me that you thought yourself out and are not expecting some looks or some attention.
Duh,
I live for it.
Me too. Every year since Mean Girls came out.
Yeah.
For me.
When,
I wasn't slutting it up in my Halloween costume like that until I saw Mean Girls.
Wait, no, I was in sixth grade. I definitely wasn't slutting it up. Never mind.
Angie. Angie had her nipples pierced in third grade.
How old were you when you got your nipples pierced?
I was like 19.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Round up.
I was legal.
Just round up.
I mean, it was just a question. Claire's Boutique, you know, they stick them in your ears or whatever.
Girl, she did not get her nipples
she sat down with her shirt off at Claire's. Like, wrong place. Wrong place.
Wrong lobe. They wouldn't even pierce my freaking upper ear at Claire's. They're so straight edge at Claire's.
That's where I got mine pierced. But really, though, back to this like thought.
You got your nipples pierced at Claire's?
My nipples are not pierced, Krista.
Oh,
the craziest ear piercing I have is my nose.
So you got your ears pierced at Claire's.
Okay, I got to keep my clothes on in case I run out the door. We're all clothed here. Got to wait for Halloween.
So can I ask y'all a serious question? Like rapid fire. Like, don't spend too much time on this.
Okay.
Right, let me go last.
If you all could have an encounter with any spirit.
Oh, Lord.
But it has to be like a celebrity. It can't be nothing serious like your uncle that you loved growing up.
Okay, so not a loved one.
It's got to be like a just like.
I got it.
Rapid fire.
Okay. Marilyn Monroe.
Kobe.
Whitney.
Tupac.
Okay.
Oh, oh my God. That's a good one. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
I have so many questions.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Can I change my answer?
Yeah.
Anthony Bourdain would be a good
oh
one.
Oh my God, that's yeah. so good.
Yeah, I just thought of Kobe. Still that upset would be about that
those
one.
Are both I mean, I think really they're good. Both really good ones. Yeah. It's kind of hard because there's so many greats.
Yeah.
I was just thinking though, like if Kobe came to talk to me, I'd be like, oh man, you're so tall. And then I'll just be distracted. He's so tall.
Yeah.
That's what you
could do. That was stupid. I'm going to go. I'm going to go. I'll see you guys later.
Bye.
Oh my God. But that's what you could be for Halloween this year is you could be Kobe. Do guys like think about that the same way?
That's a good question.
So, you know,
we put a lot of emphasis in Halloween.
Because you know how like girls, I also don't think that it's considered slutty or thotty to get dressed up for Halloween. No. I just think that's called Halloween sexy. And that's what it is. There's right. the sexy
no,
costume.
That's your opportunity
my ass is
going.
Hanging out. Yeah,
you've been working out for this. You've been
you
working
are,
out for this. Show your body off.
I'm good.
Exactly. You don't look
Vegas
at it.
Pool party, same thing.
So my boobs.
Okay.
If you know, I have Mexico,
a Janet good. Jackson nip
Throw
slip,
some
I'm straight.
Yeah. You good. Wait,
that's a great question. All right, Sonic. The places where being a little thought is not actually being a thotty.
That's true. Vegas, pool parties, I think, or even Vegas.
Vegas.
Going out.
Just, Vegas in general,
let,
you get away.
Just let your hair down, do your thing. That's
nah,
what you're supposed
don't
to do.
Do you're not a hoe.
Yeah. I, and then, like females, for the most part, if you look at these fitness females on Instagram, whatever, they're working out so they look good naked.
Right.
True, right.
For themselves.
Right.
Yeah.
And for themselves. So, you know, show it off. You've been working hard. So,
come on. Come on.
Halloween.
Booster.
Halloween.
Halloween. Vegas pool parties or Vegas.
he really
Mexico,
likes the Vegas
or
one.
Just vacation,
what
whatever.
Mm-hmm. IG
you,
lives.
Because, you know, if you book a vacation to Bali or some yeah, tropical thing, you're like, I got to start working out.
Okay. So then as a guy, you know that's going to happen. You know,
right.
all the girls that have been working out, the ones that are low key, they usually have their clothes on, but you're a little curious, like, what's going on under there? But you know that Halloween is the one time of the year, other than this year, yeah. where they come out. How do you prepare when you're hunting?
Ooh. Me, I'm different. I got no game. Like when it comes to just, I don't know. Like I'm not good at approaching girls, so I don't know. I don't go hunt.
hunt.
To I don't know what
you got
about.
One now.
I don't, Sonic be lying.
Sonic's got one now. Sonic's always got one.
He
by
be
the way,
lying.
God, you guys.
Sonic looks so good right now.
Nah, yeah,
every time yeah. I've seen Sonic in the past
I've
few
seen
weeks,
Sonic
he's
in
blushing.
His. Pray mode, like when he's ready. I've seen you, bro. Chill.
Because on Halloween, we get fooled. A lot of guys wear sunglasses, wigs
yeah. Fake beard.
Masks, do yeah. stuff to cover their catfish. Faces. We're out here showing you everything. You guys are covering everything up, and I got catfish so bad. I remember it was one Halloween. I was hosting a club night in Seattle, and there were these guys that came up. They were dressed up like Top Gun. Yeah, okay. Come on over here, little fighter pilot Top yeah. Gun with your sunglasses and your
Maverick.
Little outfit. Maverick.
Goose.
I was trying to think of it. Goose. That's my goose. So I'm like, oh, I like you. So he had his sunglasses on the entire night. I'm drunk. I make out with him.
Oh
it's
God,
a great time.
Cock-eyed.
I don't know what it was, but it like it didn't fit his face. This happened to me twice. This happened to me in Vegas too.
She's like, no, look at me. He's like, what?
And I just like the second the sunglasses came off, my mind was different. I was like, I gotta go. I gotta go.
At least he had a personality because he, you know, took time and put effort into his costume. I cannot stand half-ass costumes. You were the guy that shows up with a piece of paper taped to his shirt. It's like. Whatever. I don't know.
Sheriff.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
hello, my name.
Yeah, sheriff. Or like, dude, it's like some stupid shit. You're like, dude, come on, bro.
Or like when this white t-shirt that just says guy.
Yeah.
We're present. Okay. How long? Because Sonic, are you and your new girl going to be dressed up together just like for the gram or
well,
what?
We were going to.
Oh my God, you
we
are.
We already talked about it.
Oh my God, you are.
You talked about it already.
Well, yeah, because I love Halloween. So I was like, yo, we going to dress up like a couple costumes? I've been waiting for this shit.
You guys have been dating for like 2 weeks.
I don't even know if you call it dating.
I'm
We've
not
seen
judging.
Each other 3 times, but whatever.
I'm not you're judging. You do you, boo.
I'm not judging either. This
but
is,
she's going to be out of town, so that's a wash.
Oh, but she could dress up like it, and you could dress up like it, and you could put it together like in a side-by-side.
It's different, Nina, when you're together.
I wanted to see you guys be peanut butter
Me
and jelly.
Too. Or like salt
peanut
pepper.
Butter jelly.
Or salt and pepper.
No, I wanted to be... But this is my thing. Whenever I had tried to do a couple's costume,
vodka
I always want to
soda.
Do some. I always want to do some funny syrup. Shit, and the girl's not. It's like not sexy for the girl, and they're like, nah. Like
yeah,
one time,
they don't do
I was
it.
Like, hey, you want to be Target workers? And she was like, no.
Hilarious.
She was like, no. She's like, sorry, that's lame. What?
She said, are
you
sorry?
That's like not lame. You need a red shirt.
But that's
khakis.
Not sexy.
Yeah,
like a girl not gonna go into towel okay. wearing a fucking khakis.
Be like Thor and. Freaking who's a Captain America or something
yes.
like Marvel character.
Well, my suggestion this year I saw it online. This is not my idea, but I wanted to do like I was going to dress up like a car, and then they could be the car wash, like the spinner thing.
Adorable.
I thought you were going to say the race car girl.
No,
or
like
something.
The spinner thing at the car wash thing. That washes your car.
That's cute.
Yeah. You know what spinners are, right?
What?
I feel like Sonic, you would know. Carpets? Spinners, no, dudes would call certain kinds of girls spinners. The short ones that just can like sit and spin.
Yes. On what? On the D?
Yeah.
I can do that. Get out of here.
Wait a minute. Plot twist.
You've never sat and spun.
I can't spin. I'm too thick for it.
And cheer, I was a bottom.
That's
I'm the
dangerous.
Girl that was pushing people up.
Wait, so a little short girl will sit on the D.
Sit and spin.
And like, and when I don't understand. Turn around. I don't get it. Like,
okay, well now we're getting a full-on demonstration.
Oh, she's doing the full roadie right now.
All right, hold on.
Over.
There's nothing sexy or erotic about that.
Yep. No,
when
but
you're naked, yes, there is.
I'm just saying, I've never heard of that term.
I'm glad we clarified how that actually
that
works out.
Worst.
Dang.
Weird.
It's so hot. Oh my God,
I know, I'm pretty hot too. Let's go back to Sonic.
Okay.
So the really fun part about how Sonic is dressed really nice tonight is that his phone is sitting in front of him as we do this pod because he's waiting on a text. But what did you say actually in the beginning? Because when he first walked in, and I just wanted to bring this up on our way out, just something to think about. When he first walked in, we're like, oh my God, how's it going? Because we're like all of his little sisters, like, oh, we're so protective. You still feel like you have to play the game.
Oh, with her, yeah. Let's back up. Met her online. Went on 3 dates. Went very well. Went to see my sister for a week. Then it kind of tapered off. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
And then I've been back for, it's been over a week. And we haven't seen each other. But when I was in Florida, I was like, hey, I can't wait to see you. And I was like, that guy, like doing all that. I was just doing too much.
You were being
cute.
That's
cute.
Yeah, but you know, but at the same time, if you put yourself in her shoes, that's kind of like a, like, ooh, what's going on? Like, now she's thinking, am I going to be with this guy? Probably. I don't know. This is what I'm thinking.
I went too much. Okay,
she wasn't like doing the same thing. She wasn't all, I can't wait to see you. It was mostly me. But I was just, for the first time in my life with this girl that I really like, I've just been completely honest and I don't have any motives. I am not even talking to anybody else. So I have like a clean slate. So, and I'm putting it all out there. Nothing to hide for once. Not that I like am shady or anything like that, but sometimes I'm talking to like 2-3 people. People do that.
Well, that's what normal people
do.
It's
that's
fine.
The dating world these days. So for this time around, I'm like, okay, I got a clean slate and I have nothing to hide. She can call me whenever. I'm going to answer whatever. She could ask me anything. So anyways, I'm going kind of head first all the way in. I'm diving. And then I'm like, okay, I need to pull back because I'm not getting the same. Like, she's not reciprocating. So then I get back. I haven't even seen her. So then this week, she's been kind of like distant.
So you fell back because you went so hard. And then what happened?
I pulled back because I'm like, I'm giving her too much. I got to get the ball back in my court. But then I don't want to play games. But I was telling Krista, you have to play games these days. You have to play the game. So that's where it's at. So we're supposed to go out to dinner tonight, but and that'll be the first time I see her.
Since you've been back from Florida.
Yeah.
I'm really so excited. Cute.
But I was actually pissed off at her yesterday.
Why?
Because we were going to, went to a client dinner and we were going to get drinks after. She said, I'll be done about 9. I was at this friend's, experience. And then she texts me, but I left her alone all day because she's super busy. And you know, when we're all busy, like if you have a busy day,
the
last thing you want to do is
tired.
Like, you're not annoyed that the person is texting you, but then you have to like take time to text them back and you're in the middle of something, like, you know, and then you're like trying to think of something to text them.
Sure.
That's annoying to me. So I didn't want to do that. And I left her alone. And then she hit me up at like 10. What are we doing? Or she said, what are you doing? And I said, I'm at this friend's thing. Let's get a drink. Like we talked about. And she said, nah, you didn't talk to me all day. I'm going home. And I was like, then I got all upset. I'm like, man, what?
Well, she's playing the game too.
Yeah, but come to find out, she was drinking at this dinner. Yeah, she was lit.
Yeah.
And her real feelings came out because, you know, that's what happens when you drink. And she was like, you didn't talk to me all day. And so she really wants me to talk to her. So I got that, you know, that feeling. So then she woke up this morning, texted me, and I said, let's, you know, get dinner tonight. Anyway,
I got 2 takeaways from this. One, ladies, if a man is into you, you will know.
Clearly.
Pause. The second one is there will be somebody that is willing to put up with your BS. Mm-hmm. You can get drunk, you can drunk text and all that stuff, and there's still going to be somebody getting dressed up and thinking that's cute. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean you can abuse those privileges.
Well, yeah, and I like that. That's
that
a turn on to me. You know
what
I mean? I'm the messiest person ever, so I'm like, dude, she's kind of messy. I love that shit.
And then,
like, I need that. I need, like, honestly, if I'm going to be with somebody, there's going to be like 3-4 times a year we're just going to have to get weird.
And then
like,
say dumb
stuff. I have a dark
stuff.
Side that I just like to get fucked
I
up.
I love your dark side.
So it's so like, I don't know. I'm just a twisted psychotic. So I need to get...
It's not dark. It's just gray.
You don't know actually when he's there though. Because he was there last weekend a little bit, but I don't remember noticing. I just thought you were happy and like, let's go.
Yeah, it's very subtle. You hide it pretty well.
And then the next day he tells you about it.
Yes. And then I have a shame over whatever, and that's what she had. And I'm like, over. I wasn't judging her. She was like, I'm mortified because we were talking on the phone. She didn't remember, but blah, 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 whatever. So this time around, also, I'd like to add.
you heard it here first.
I'm not a good communicator when it comes to relationships, and I'll always be like prideful, or I won't tell you how I feel. And like, I always leave the girl I'm seeing, they don't know where I'm at, mm-hmm. kind of like where I'm at with this girl right now.
Oh my God, you're a grown up.
But so this time I'm just like, I'm just going to tell her how I feel, because then that way there's no gray area.
Yeah, you're being
and if
vulnerable.
Whatever happens, happens, but I'm going to tell her how I feel. Mm-hmm. And then if it doesn't work out, then it doesn't work out.
Right.
But I didn't try and I wasn't honest. So I've been super honest this whole time about everything I feel.
That's real.
And then whatever.
You cannot go wrong with honesty. Yeah. Nothing is forced. If it's not working, you just can't try to fit a freaking
whoever's listening,
circle into a triangle. Mm-hmm. It just works, and you're being a sweet circle.
And also, we also talked about before. You guys are my radio sisters, so whoever's listening right now, you guys are like my pack, especially during this pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
So we were talking about how I need to graduate. Like I was in the wrong arena when it came to females. I was like, I need to change lanes. I was going below.
Sorry.
But but I'm attracted to.
I
and
never
there's
told
no,
you that.
There's nothing wrong with this.
I did.
There's, I didn't.
There's
I,
nothing
I,
wrong with the kind of girls I was going for. It was like, I'm just attracted to go-go dancers, bartenders, because I came from a bartending background. I relate to people like, you know, that bartend are in the industry.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, like, no disrespect whatsoever.
Right, but I'm in a different space and I need to look to a different level, like change a different lane and be with somebody that has a 9-to-5 because they have weekends off and
that's real.
They're ready to like, not that I make a shitload of money or anything, but just like if you want
to grow together,
but like if you want to take a trip, spontaneous trip to Mexico, like you're ready to, you know, some of these girls I've been dating, they just not financially in a situation to go. And so that's like holding me back a little bit.
I get it.
And there's nothing. And again, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
And they're also young.
Yeah.
And
I was like that when I was in my 20s,
I
but that, like,
that, though.
But I also have
awareness.
A young lifestyle or
yeah.
I'm
we
also
do.
Emotionally immature. So
I just
connect with people like that.
Like, I just wanted to mind my business and let you.
Oh, I didn't.
But Nina was like, look,
I didn't. I definitely had an interception there, but it was also because I thought it was kind of like his defense mechanism too. Mm-hmm. It's like, he thought that he wanted all these things. He says he did, but then he'd go out with these people where there was no future. And it wasn't because of their profession at all. It was because of their age and their, what they wanted. And they were having fun with the radio guy. By the way, if you don't know, Sonic does afternoon on our sister station on 104.3 Jams, the same station,
here.
You know, that Crystal works at. And so, you know, that happens.
He's people so want good, y'all. Please listen to my dog. Stream us live on the radio.com app.
Oh my God.
Take us
so
everywhere.
He's so good.
But I'm proud of you. And that goes for anybody though. If you take a real good look in your soul, what you're doing, who you're dating, I had to graduate too. Because sometimes it's more than just loving somebody. It's more, man, we started out in ghosts and we're going to end deep, but it's more than just loving somebody. It's more than, you know, the fun and stuff that you're having. You have to think about the type of life that you actually
more
want.
Than good sex.
You have to think about the life that you want and if that person's going to fit into your life or not, instead of trying to make somebody fit because in the moment you don't want to lose them.
Come on, Nina, with the word.
Man, it's called growth. You have to let people go because there are certain things that you know that you want and you won't be happy in 10 years from now. When I get married, I want that. That's it.
Yeah.
So
you also don't want to be the person like we all those friends on Facebook that like are settling.
Mm-mm.
And then you're like, oh man, well, look at that wedding.
In our,
I'm
in our last
there.
Episode, what did she say? What did Love say? She said, you want to date for the future, not for now.
Correct. She said,
that
picking,
is so real.
She said, pick character over everything else.
There you go.
Because
it's, you know, for me, it used to always be looks and stuff, and not that I'm some
vain ass
like Channing Tatum. But, you know, maybe I set my standards too high in that category, but that was always the thing for me, but it's not even that anymore.
But that was surface level anyway.
You have to be attracted to them, but
for sure.
I just, what I'm looking for, and this is what I found, is like somebody that doesn't annoy me. you know, when you're hanging out, can you hang out with them for 3 days in a row and not like want to rip your hair out? That's what I'm looking for.
And then keep going. And then somebody that wants to build, and what do they want in their futures? Does that match up? Like having the hard conversations, dating for the future. Oh my God, I'm so proud of you.
Look at you, bro.
Sonic's going to be in that next Hallmark
movie. I'm inspired.
I'm going to try to knock her up tonight, though. That way.
Come on, get her. You better get her
locked
pregnant.
Locked in for 18 years,
get
baby.
Get her pregnant.
Better sign that prenup.
You know what you better do? You better take her to that Congress hotel. She'll jump in your arms real fast.
Plan B. Don't even take a plan B, bro. Just shoot up the club.
Then I don't have to take my clothes off.
Our next episode, Trapping.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.